Harbor's new country, Kix 95.3. And guests in studio, if you please, welcome back to the show, Isaac and Luke Olson. You know them as the Olson Bros of the Olson Bros Band. And always a pleasure to have you guys on. Always fun when you stop by.
Pleasure to be here, loose man.
All right. Let's keep going. Keep going. I'm just...
How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
We are so good.
I think you should sing all of your interviews from now on.
Maybe we will. Kix 95.3.
You guys were here last week and you played in Hokum at Ashley's Pub House. Was that your first time playing there?
Yeah, it was.
And did you have a good turnout?
Not our last. Yeah, that was. Oh, no. It was really cool. So we had a scheduling thing. We were supposed to be playing up north.
Like, yeah.
At a winery. And they ended up canceling. And so we were, you know.
Last second,
we were like, oh no, like kind of bummed. I already had my flights because we had other shows this
right.
week. And then, so Isaac hit up Ashley's, I think. And they were like, yeah, we'll have, it was like Monday. So like, yeah, we'll have you in a few days. And so we didn't know what to expect, but the people showed up and they brought the party and we had a great time.
That's awesome. And I'm so, honestly, I hate that I missed it because I went out of town. I had a date night planned with the wife. See Top Gun take her out to dinner, and we went into Olympia, and then I didn't realize you guys were playing there until like 2 days before, and I'm like, oh, man, well, she ain't going to be down with me canceling this date night. So
No, you gotta stick with that, well, you know, that's okay.
We had a good time, but we chatted with you a bit.
No, you know,
happy wife, happy life, right? You know how that is. Oh, speak of the devil, she just messaged me.
She heard we're talking about her.
She listening? You listening? No, she's not listening.
Wait, my
wife
messaged
you?
No, mine. My wife, not your. Yeah, yeah. Kaylee, sorry I couldn't. Sorry I couldn't be there. Don't tell Luke. No, she's not listening to the show because she's not made any mention of the fact we just talked about her. She says, please get celery and make me soup tonight.
Honey, well, the magic wears off, you know. She can't listen to you every day. My girlfriend and Luke's wife, they're not showing up on every show anymore, right?
That's funny. Anyway, all right. She's not listening. I think she just wakes up and just sends me random texts. I mean, I get just the most random texts from her. For instance, let's see here. Oh, here's one. I'm not mad at you.
Uh-oh.
I get those a lot.
That means she might be.
What did I do? I'm not mad at you. I didn't sleep well last night. One of those kind of texts, but all right. Anyway, let's talk about you guys. You got some shows coming up, some big shows coming up. You're going to get to open for a heavy hitter coming up in September. Eddie Montgomery, where's he? He said you playing Pullman?
Yeah, the Palouse Empire Fair.
Yeah, it's close to Pullman, more like Colfax. But
we're excited, though, to be back over there because, you know, we kind of got our start. Well, out here is where our first few gigs, but then we started gigging regularly when we were going to school at Wazoo in Pullman. So, like, we did all the college bars, so... It'd be fun to go back out there because we haven't played out there probably in a few years, definitely since before COVID. We haven't even been to Spokane.
So. Yeah. And Eddie Montgomery, if that name sounds familiar, was one half of Montgomery Gentry before we tragically lost Troy Gentry. And Eddie's got a new solo album out. By the way, it's really good. Have you listened to it yet? It's really good.
Just the single or two. Yeah. I haven't heard the whole album.
But that's all I heard, too. But it's really good. What I heard is really good. Yeah, I really liked it. So you got that coming up. And then a while back, you did this VIP thing at the White River Amphitheater for VIP guests for Jason Aldean's show back in September, last September. And now you're going to be doing another one of those for Thomas Rhett in August.
Yes. Yep.
How cool is that?
That was a lot of fun. You went there, you know.
I was at the Jason Aldean one. That was a blast. And
that was fun.
And what that is you guys basically play in the bar outside to warm people up before the show starts, and people get special VIP tickets, and they get to come in, hang out in the lounge, and have drinks and hors d'oeuvres and whatnot. And you guys, and it's funny because I think a lot of times people go to these things and they don't really expect to really watch a band perform or a person with a guitar sit up there and sing. They want to kind of just talk to each other, and they don't really. Have you ever done those back in the early days where people didn't pay attention to you? They just sat and socialized.
Oh, I mean, we did. Yeah, plenty of gigs.
That didn't happen. At the VIP thing. Everybody was like, they started out that way, and then the more you guys played, everybody was just getting into it, and they were having a good time, and it's kind of like,
turned into a party. Yeah, there's a lot of good
music fans there, the VIPs that are wanting to drop that kind of money to hang out.
And they're big country fans, so they would pay attention to our originals and our original music, and that, you know, really helps when people pay attention to our words, and I feel like they can get into it more and stuff like that.
I don't think you even played any covers that night. If you did, it was maybe one or two. You played almost all originals.
And
people were loving it and into it, and I think some of them were even well aware of who you guys were and what you're all about. So that's got to be a good feeling, because you've been doing this long enough that now, and for the last year or so, when you do shows, people are singing along to the songs, and they know the songs, and they know who you are, and they're fans. They're not just like, we just randomly walked in and saw a couple of guys we thought were good.
Yeah, it's a great feeling to have people singing our songs, and it definitely, every year, it keeps happening more and more. It seems like people know more of our music.
Also,
and
just walking around town, you know, people just don't recognize anymore. You know, Luke's down in Nashville, so that doesn't happen probably as much because it's a tourist town. But walking around Olympia in this area, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Down in the Northwest.
Yeah.
Definitely. But Nashville, that's a whole other thing. For another time, we'll talk about that another time. But you guys got some new songs. You're going to perform something for us, and I can't wait to hear it. So let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll hear new music from the Olsen Bros Band. Luke and Isaac Olsen in the studio this morning right here on Kix 95.3.